All right, so listener, for this deep dive, you've really sent us into the thick of it this time. We're taking a look at, well, a 4chan thread about Haliva.
Yeah, you weren't kidding about deep diving. This is gonna be good.
I'm simultaneously terrified and kind of fascinated. Where do we even start with something like this?
Well, I think the best place to start is with the understanding that this isn't your typical online forum. It's 4chan. It's its own beast.
That's one way to put it. Anonymous, image-heavy, moves at lightning speed. Honestly, it can feel like total chaos, especially for someone who might be, more familiar with like a Reddit forum or
Right,
something.
exactly. But that chaos is part of what makes it so fascinating. It's a raw, unfiltered look at a very specific corner of the internet. And in this case, that corner is dedicated to Haliv.
Which, for anyone who might not be familiar, we should probably explain what Haliv actually is.
Right, so imagine this. It's like YouTube, but the creators are these virtual avatars. We're talking anime-style characters, each with their own unique personality, streaming games, singing, chatting with fans. The whole nine yards.
And they've blown up, right? Like worldwide phenomenon at this point.
Huge. Part of it is this whole VTuber thing. It's tapping into this very specific kind of fandom, a lot of it coming from Japan, but with this massive global reach.
And this thread, it's like a window into that fandom, but like completely unfiltered.
Absolutely. It's raw, it's uncensored, and it's full of this language that you'd never hear anywhere else.
I've been looking over the thread, and yeah, some of these terms are something else, like Encharts or Meofats. What is going on with that?
Okay, so first of all, yeah, you're not going to hear those on the evening news anytime soon.
Good point.
But that's kind of the point. These terms, as weird and frankly offensive as they might seem, they tell us a lot about the dynamics of this specific community.
It's like their own secret language.
In a way, yeah, it's about signaling that you're in the know, that you're part of the group.
So, for example, Meofats. It's obviously about Mio, the Haliv VTuber, but what's with the rest of it?
It's complicated, but part of it is this weird mix of otaku culture where like ranking and categorizing everything is like a thing, even physical attributes.
So it's not even just about like body shaming, it's about what like asserting their own weird dominance within the fandom.
Exactly. It's about power dynamics, about establishing a hierarchy within the fandom. And in a space like 4chan, where everyone is anonymous, that kind of stuff can get pretty intense.
And we see this insider language throughout the thread. It's like every other post is referencing some obscure event or inside joke that you'd have to be deep in the hall of fandom to even understand.
And that's intentional. It's about creating a sense of exclusivity, of gatekeeping. Like, if you don't get it, you're not one of us, which, by the way, is something you see in a lot of online communities, not just 4chan.
It's like the internet equivalent of a secret handshake. But instead of a handshake, it's a string of bizarre, sometimes offensive, inside jokes and references.
Pretty much. And the more outlandish the term, the more effective it is at solidifying those in-group dynamics.
So we've established that the language itself is a big deal in this 4chan thread. But what about the content, the actual stuff they're talking about? It's not just a glossary of Haliv slang, right?
Oh, not even close. This thread is like diving headfirst into a pool of inside jokes and relationship theories and very strong opinions about what makes a VTuber authentic.
Okay, yeah, that's what really caught my eye too. This is where things start to get really interesting.
Oh, absolutely. This is where we get into the nitty-gritty of what makes this community tick.
It's like we're trying to chart this totally uncharted territory of the internet. And this thread, the intensity of it all is kind of overwhelming.
And that's the thing about VTuber fandom, right? It's passionate. I mean, you're talking about fans who are forming these deep, often parasocial relationships with these digital personalities.
Yeah, and it's not just enjoying their content, it's way beyond that. Like these fans are emotionally invested in these VTubers' lives, their relationships, heck, even their like eating habits, if these Meofats comments are anything to go by, right?
Exactly. And all of that feeds into the speculation, the pronouncements, the constant shipping, the whole shebang.
Shipping for anyone who might not be familiar with the term.
Right. So like speculating about romantic relationships between, in this case, the VTubers.
Which is, I mean, it's pretty standard in any fandom, right?
Oh, totally. But with VTubers, it's different. It's like you're talking about fans who are watching hours and hours of these live streams, these interactions, right? So it creates this illusion of intimacy. Like you're blurring the line between like performer and audience.
It's not just about who like would make a cute couple. It's about who they believe should be together. based on these like these often very edited glimpses into their interactions.
It's true. And then that whole sense of ownership over these relationships, it often kind of like morphs into this protective instinct, you know? Like we see this a lot in the thread with this obsession with like the good old days of Hollow.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going around, specifically the Minecraft era.
Right. And I think for a lot of these fans, that represents a kind of golden age for the community. The fandom was smaller, the VTubers maybe a little less, I don't know, polished, I guess.
So it felt more authentic.
Exactly. More real, more raw. And I think there's this feeling that the connections felt more genuine, you know, less mediated.
And now that things have changed, grown, any deviation from that golden age,
yeah,
it's almost immediately met with criticism. Like we see in the thread, there's a lot of comments about certain VTubers changing their style, their content, even just like their appearance.
Mm-hmm. Like with Subaru's English.
Right. Subaru's Igo. It's like this whole thing.
Because she's known for her English, right? And early fans, they loved it. It was endearing. But as her language skills have improved,
it's not as charming anymore.
Exactly. And that ties into this larger thing within fandom, I think, which is this fear that growth, evolution, it's gonna somehow like ruin the very thing that they love.
So it's not even nostalgia for a time period, it's nostalgia for a specific version of these VTubers.
Frozen in time.
Wow. And within that, any change is like a betrayal.
Basically. But, I mean, it's not all doom and gloom here, right? Like, we've talked about the weird language, the obsessions, the parasocial stuff. But there are moments of genuine connection in this thread, too.
Right. It's not all, like, negativity and toxicity.
Exactly. And I think those moments, they're really important for understanding what this community is all about. It's about the whole spectrum of human experience, you know? And the anonymity of 4chan, it kind of just, like, it throws all of that into overdrive.
It's funny you should say, like, the full spectrum of human experience because, and maybe it's just me, but I also get this sense of, like, vulnerability in the thread, too.
Oh, totally. It's, like, because there are zero real-world consequences, right? Everyone's anonymous. They can just, like, let their guard down in a way they probably wouldn't anywhere else.
Like, take the way some of these users talk about, like, when a VTuber graduates, there's, like, actual sadness there.
It's true.
There's one guy, he's basically writing eulogies about, like, watching Aqua's streams late at night.
And it resonates, right? Like, even if you're not into this specific thing, that feeling of, like, losing something precious, it's universal.
It really is. And it's like they've formed these bonds, not just with the VTubers, but with each other, with the like the memories of specific moments in the fandom.
And it's like 4chan, for all its, you know, rough edges, it becomes this space where they can express those feelings, you know, even the messy ones, the ones that might not make sense outside of this very specific context.
It's like the thread itself becomes this weird microcosm of the internet as a whole. You know what I mean?
Totally.
This strange mix of like cynicism and humor and obsession, but also these moments of genuine human connection.
Yeah. And it's impossible to separate one from the other. You know,
it really is. So like as we climb out of this rabbit hole, this deep dive into the world of 4chan and Hololive and Subaru's Igo, what's the takeaway for our listener?
I think it's just a good reminder that like even in the weirdest corners of the internet, the places we might write off as like toxic or whatever, there's still humanity there.
Because behind the anonymity and the memes and the weird, obscure language, these are real people, right?
Yeah.
With real emotions. They're like forming these communities and finding these connections, however strange they might seem from the outside.
It's the power of fandom.
It really is.
In all its messy glory.
So next time you're online and you stumble across something that seems completely insane, totally bizarre.
Which, let's be real, happens all the time.
All the time, right. Just remember, there's a whole story there, probably driven by passion, probably by humor, and definitely by that very human need to like connect with something bigger than ourselves.
Even if that something is like a bunch of anime avatars playing Minecraft.
Exactly. Well, on that note, thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.